Hello, it's Friday, November the 3rd. You're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Core Grains. I'm your host this week, Jeffrey Guy, all by myself this week. Well, let's get right into it here. Corn was mixed for the week. This year's crop down $2, next year's up $2. So it's nice to see next year's has bounced over the $250, close at $251 for the week. Starting to get some interest from customers booking some corn for next year. Soybeans were the star of the week, up $12 in old crop this year's harvest, and $9 next year. Spring wheat was flat. Winter wheat was down $1 across the board. Nothing happening on the oil prices, really. We're getting back closer to that $80 range instead of $90 plus, which is good for cost for farmers. Our exchange rate we got stronger this week. We'll get into that a little bit later here. So let's see what's affecting everything this week. On the corn side, ethanol. So ethanol prices in the U.S. fell big time this week. However, their ethanol grinding or crushing plants, they still remain profitable. And the weekly grind is a big, strong number that if they keep it going, we'll use, 5.5 billion bushels of corn, or 5.9 bushels, 5.9 billion. So it's big, big numbers, which is great for the corn side. And as ethanol production remains profitable, we should see things keep moving. So we talked about ethanol. Let's talk about biodiesel. So there's always some mixed talk this week about some mixed reports about the demand for soybean oil for biodiesel. Then it comes out and says that the last 3 months have been record amount of soybean oil has been used for biodiesel. And they always keep talking about more biodiesel plants coming on stream in the U.S. So pretty much a positive outlook for biodiesel usage going forward. And biodiesel needs the soybean oil, so that's pretty strong for soybean oil. So if we're talking about soybean oil, we talk about soybean meal. Definitely U.S. exports been strong, and we'll have to see how this works out going forward. Soybean meal prices have, they've kind of had a volatile week up and down, but ended strong. So that's soybean meal demand is remained strong, both domestic and in the export side. That's really good for the soybean prices. So other things affecting, U.S. harvest is progressing very well. Corn's now 71% this week. Soybeans are up in the 80s. Or 90, like it's progressing very well in the States. So that's kind of a negative for prices. Weather in South America is remaining favorable for both corn and soybeans. They seem to be getting the moisture mostly where they need, and some dry areas where they need it to be dry. So plantings are going well for them in South America. One of the big things this week was interest rate discussion on Wednesday. The U.S. Federal Reserve, they held steady on the rates. They did not increase rates. They're saying they're going to wait for a while, but they still might increase interest rates if inflation stays too high. So in saying that, after they held their rate steady, the U.S. dollar was turned weaker right after the U.S. Federal Reserve made their announcements. So that's where our dollar jumped up in value, and the U.S. dollar got weaker against most other currencies. And there's some of the analysts are talking now, this might be the new trend for the U.S. dollar to turn weaker, as it has generally been getting stronger. And how will that will affect us? Well, if the U.S. dollar gets too weak and our Canadian dollar gets stronger, that's a negative for local bases. Stronger Canadian dollars are negative for bases. Weaker dollars positive for bases. But that weaker U.S. dollar is good for U.S. commodities on the CBOT, and it makes the U.S. more competitive in the world market. And one of the good things with that right now we're seeing this week is that U.S. corn is now cheaper on an FOB basis than corn from Brazil. And Brazil has been dominating the corn market this year, especially into China. So maybe China will turn to the U.S. now, which would be great for corn. U.S. corn exports are even up without China being very much of an active purchaser. Mexico has been a very large purchaser. And so it's, I think I've read here, the U.S. corn exports are up about 25% this year. And basically the USDA was projecting that. We should note on Mexico, there's been, if people think back here, there was talk about Mexico was going to ban U.S. corn imports due to genetically modified, but certain types of the genetically modified corn, and that stuff has kind of seemed to quiet down now as Mexico keeps making more purchases from the U.S. Let's see other things. Ukraine. So right here, when talking about corn exports, Ukraine exports right now of grains are down about 50% from last year. Remember, the Black Sea trade agreement did end, so that really hurt them. Even though the U.S. or the Ukraine is keeping their own trade corridor open right now, I think we talked last week about how many vessels they had already put through and sitting waiting. But this is like about half of what they had going through the Black Sea trade agreement when Russia was part of it. So. Get into some other big thing here. Next week, the USDA has their monthly WASDA report. It's on Thursday. This one definitely has the potential to move some prices. There's talk that the soybean yield will probably come down. So that soybean yield comes down, that should be strong for soybeans. But we already saw a little jump. Well, we saw a nice jump in soybeans this week. Corn, some private firms, they have it, some have it decreasing, some have it increasing from the USDA number. So I guess time will tell that story. And for the corn market, we really need something positive, whether it's U.S. exports or, the biggest thing probably would be a decreased yield. And that's really what the corn market needs. You know, we've just been fading away on corn, just fading away. So let's see, locally here. Oh, it's been a tough week with the Port of Johnstown. It's had a lot of issues. There was the Seaway strike that closed down things for a while. Port of Johnstown's pretty full of soybeans. Not much moving out of there. So it's really really hindered soybean shipments for lots of people. And there's a big soybean crop generally out there for our farmers. So it's just something we have to deal with. And it's lots of corn coming off. And there's a big corn crop generally also. I'm thinking that this is a fall. It's much like last year, maybe even more so this year. People are going to be hunting for some space around. Sure, most elevators will likely get full. Good weather right now as lots of crops coming off, people getting soybeans. I actually got my own soybeans harvested here, and they come off like at 14.5% here today, the last bit, or 14% or so, which is just phenomenal for this time of year. So that's about all we have for this week. Again, corn down a little bit, soybeans up, wheat just continue that negative trend. Wheat, the whole wheat market just is a strange one. We can get into that another day. So everybody have a great harvest week. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye for now.